Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Boogeyman over in North Korea. Gotta keep him scary in case we have to hurry up and blow him up. It's not really like anybody wants to blow them up. It's that the other regime needs it for their agenda to come in on a big bang. I don't know why a pole flip isn't enough for that. Maybe that happens after they're here. Ah, but they want a big bang, and so gotta keep North Korea scary. Of course, the other option was blowing 4 U.S. cities up on Christmas Day and declaring it an accident by Russia. Of course, I really doubt Russia would blow them up because we would just do it ourselves, but I don't think that's going to happen with Trump. Definitely would have happened with Obama or Bush or the Clintons, but I don't see that scenario happening with Trump. So, yeah, they were going to release silos out of our own Midwest and send them over to California and then blame it on the Russians. So, never short of an insane plan. They have plenty of them. And so, Matt Lauer, one being one of the first journalists to take a dive now, they'll all go down because they're all Satanists. You know, if you want to be a Martha Stewart or a Matt Lauer or any one of these Chris Matthews, any of them, Barbara Walters, she's part of the sisterhood, and Greta Suster and sisterhood, and all the women are part of that sisterhood thing, and that's all witches. They're all witches. You know, Greta Van Suster used to be one of my favorite court analysts. I remember her back during the OJ trial, and I really liked her. And then over the years, it's like, she looks like she got replaced. She just totally, totally changed. And then you start learning about the sisterhood and the brotherhood. This is before I was really awake, and it was like, wow. I had no idea. And now it's gotten really bad because it's so, as they've saturated. And so when they saturate a certain area, they can demand more. And so that's what they did, you know. It used to be, you know, you joined Freemasonry or you joined the Eastern Star, and that was enough. And then it wasn't enough. They kept raising the bar higher and higher. And it's so high now that to be on the A-list in Hollywood, you have to be a transgender. And you'll see a lot of these celebrities having transgender kids. Then the whole switch thing where the men are really the ones pregnant, and they hide it by referring to it as dad bodies, where they just sit around and get fat and out of shape. They're really pregnant because they're the real females. I mean, this is all messed up. This is the bar that's been set. They have schools just for transgender kids. Now, back when Jennifer Aniston and Chastity Bono and all them were growing up, they had particular schools, but now they have huge schools for these transgender kids coming out. Because they're saturating that 1%. And if Trump wants to drain the swamp, how many's in the 1%? How many's in that 1%? You know, I was reading somewhere that they were going to open up the FEMA camps for all these red list roundups. I had to laugh. How long have I said that? How long ago did I say that? Years ago? That they would be the first ones rounded up and put in their own camps. So we just sit back and watch the dominoes fall. If you look on Fox News, most of the women are trannies. They're transgendered. most all of them on Fox. They look like synthetics, plastic Barbie dolls. They put everything on Fox. And if you look at daytime television, which I don't do a whole lot of, but the commercials, the actors are using in commercials, they're not even human. They look like synthetics. Look at the eyes, folks. That's the hardest thing for them to fake is the eyes. Another thing I wanted to talk about, I wanted to mention, because I made a comment in my last show or something about HDTV and how it was getting so easy to pick out the fakes, the fake humans. But another thing that's happening, I'm noticing a lot, is that it's picking up, I don't even know how to say it. It picks up spirit imprints. It's like when somebody dies, and let's say they're laying on a table. It's like their heat signature, their imprint of that body laying on a table lingers. It's still there. Even if the table's been cleaned up and wiped clean and you look at it and physically nothing's there, at one time, a body had been laying there. And this stuff can be picked up. It's amazing. It can be picked up almost like some kind of a digital fingerprint on videos. You peel back the layers and layers of video footage and videotape. You can catch imprints, like these heat signatures of humans that used to be there. It's almost like a ghosting effect. You know, people say ghosts don't exist, they're familiar spirits, but ghosts, let me explain ghosts. When a person dies, the Bible says the spirit goes to heaven or hell, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, or to be absent from the bodies, to be immediately taken to hell. But sometimes there's a glitch in the whole thing. And a person's taken to neither. They don't go to heaven and they don't go to hell. They're kind of in limbo. And that's the fifth dimension. When your spirit leaves your body, you're in the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension is neither good nor bad. It just exists. It's a both. You know, there's angels there, there's demons there, there's good people there, there's bad people there. It just is. It's just a dimension. It's kind of an in-between dimension between heaven and hell. The Catholic Church called it purgatory. And boy, did I always think that was a bunch of crack when I was a kid, because whenever the Catholics speak, it's usually crack. It's usually a liar, blasphemy of some kind. Catholicism is so riddled with Satanism. Satan has his seat in the Vatican. He has his own little underground city underneath it. And so, you begin to realize there's a little bit of truth in some of this stuff. Especially when you deal with it yourself. But there's nothing like personal experience that'll knock something, whether it's truth or false, out of the water when you deal with something yourself. And I remember a couple years back getting a couple laughs watching these videos on all the haunted people that infest the White House. And you always heard about the Lincoln bedroom being haunted, and then they would go through, there's like 20 people whose spirits or ghosts supposedly haunt the White House. And these are the kinds of the same things that haunt homes where someone has died, or places where people are murdered. I imagine pretty much right now the White House is uninhabitable. there's probably so many ghosts just riddling that place. Because when people are murdered, they don't always go straight to hell or straight to heaven. You can get trapped. It just happens. It does. You know, some Christians who they're kind of fence walkers. They're not bad, but they're good people, but they don't really have I don't know how to say it. They haven't really racked up a lot of points in heaven, you know. They haven't done produced a lot of fruit for the Lord. Their relationship's probably semi-quasar or whatever. And, you know, they're good people, but they've just kind of been fence-sitters. And they're not bad people. They haven't done anything bad. They don't wish harm on anybody. They've never tried to harm anybody. And so when they die, it's like these people are the kind that end up in limbo. Because, you know, when someone dies that really loves the Lord and really has a passion for the Lord, he'll send his angels to bring you home. And you get that heavenly escort by angels. Some people don't get that escort. And if they die and they don't see the light, there is a light. You guys think it's fiction, but it's actually true. If they don't go into the light, then they end up staying in limbo because they got to go in the light. They got to go in the light to get to heaven. You're not going to get the angelic escort, but you'll get the light white tunnel home. And so some people just never get into it. And some people just never see it. Some people never get that either. Maybe the Lord's mad at them. I knew someone that happened too. This person had angered the Lord. And they were left in limbo. Sometimes when you're in that limbo state, you can perfect your relationship with the Lord then, and that's why it's there, because people can be tested and then perfect the relationship with the Lord while they're in that dimension, that phase. But a lot of people, you know, there's no worse sin you can commit than murder. That's one of the absolute worst. And people that are murdered, their lives end suddenly. Suddenly. And they weren't ready to go. They weren't prepared to die to go. And they're really not bad people, but they just weren't the Lord's either. And so they'll be spared from hell, and they'll just go to the fifth for a while. You know, there's just various reasons. But that dimension definitely exists. And sometimes you can look and see things like, it's almost like the dimensions bleed, like you'll be looking outside and you look at something and all of a sudden you see something else from a different dimension, kind of like bleeding into ours. You're like, why am I seeing that? That's not in this dimension. That's not happening over there. It's not happening here. Or the things you hear, you can hear things. It's like when you see things out of the corner of your eyes, and you're always turning, because you're always seeing something out of the corner of your eye. It's typically something going on in the other dimension. Maybe there's an angel walking in your room, or a demonic being, or whatever it could be. That's usually typical of something in the other dimension, whether it's good or bad. We don't get to see angels a lot in this dimension. When you do, it's a treat. It's brilliant. It'll take your breath away to see an angel. They're just so white. You've never seen anything so white, so brilliant. And then when you see the ugly, hokey, demonic beings, ugh. That's coming soon enough when the dimensions merge. People are going to see everything in the other dimensions that are going to merge into ours. And so when these people, they kill and sacrifice people. Obama did it a lot. They had that ritual room in the basement of the White House. They built that addition on. They were working on it half the time he was president. They put a cloning lab underneath it because he had like 12 clones. And they also had a room there that they would use for rituals and weddings to Lucifer. They held a wedding under the White House. I saw that. They have a secret area under the White House where they hide an altar to Satan. He probably has a seat there, too. There's a few places around the world where he'll actually have a throne. Where it could, because if he's going to go somewhere and have his personal presence there on a consistent basis, he'll have a throne put there, like the Vatican. He has a throne because he's there on a consistent basis. Usually it's just an altar. I know the Mormon church had a throne in it, underneath it, to Lucifer. Yeah, the Mormons are considered just another branch of Satanism. I know there's an altar in the White House. And they put babies on them and sacrifice them, and then they eat the flesh. That's nasty. That's like that's part of the wedding. When they have these weddings to Lucifer, if the wife still has any kind of light in her, they call it the God DNA, they'll make her murder a baby and eat the flesh, and that just eliminates whatever light is left. Some of these witches, believe it or not, still have light in them. And it's the witches that'll be married to Lucifer. You have to be a witch. That's just the ugly side of everything we deal with, folks. I've been dealing with a lot of the ugly side lately. Because I've been tearing apart this hotel hell chop shop in Chicago. And you just see so much there. And people can't see what you see. And it's like, oof, I don't know how to explain it. You know, when you look at a place that's got demons and humans crawling on its walls and floors because so many have been murdered there. And their spirit imprints are left behind. There's literally, in some places of that hotel, not an inch that doesn't have a demon or human spirit on it, attached to it in some way. So, so yuck. A lot of people referring it to that movie Hostel. Makes me wish I'd have seen that movie. But this is what goes on. This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. This is the tip of the iceberg. Chicago's not the top-ranking Satanist in place in America or the world. It's up there, but it's not the top. D.C.'s the top. New York City. You know why they couldn't do anything about George Soros? You see all the debauchery he plans and has orchestrated around the world, especially in our own country? That's because he's the highest-ranking Satanist in America. He's the high priest of New York City. And whoever's the high priest there is pretty much one of the highest-ranking in America, besides the Federal Reserve Secretary. Whoever is the chairman of the Federal Reserve is the highest in the country, supposedly. Also, whoever runs St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. I don't even know what cardinal that's. Cardinal Spielman, I think, used to be it. I don't know if he still is or not. It's the cardinal of St. Patrick's, it's the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, and the high priest of New York City, because it used to be Rockefeller, and Rockefeller had to retire because of all of his health issues, and Soros took over. because you don't typically get to retire that position. But for some reason, they allowed Rockefeller to, because he'd been at it for so long. Usually, once you become a high priest, you die the high priest. There's no way out. Michael Jackson was the high priest in New York, or L.A., and he wanted out. And that's why they killed him. And then they didn't kill him when he was 50 years old. They killed him back when he was 24. The real Michael Jackson was dead before he ever moved out of his mother's house in Calabasas. So the ones who bought Neverland Ranch and did all that, those were the replacements. You wait for some of these truths to come out in Hollywood now. It's like you just hold your breath waiting. Like we're out waiting for Corey Haim or Corey Feldman to come out with Michael Jackson abused him. And there's Charlie Sheen. Been waiting for those reveals for a long time. People say Michael Jackson would never harm a child. Michael probably wouldn't have, but he had alternative personalities. He had alters. And they could do anything. I mean, he can't throw an altar. And the abused typically become abusers themselves. But they killed him because he wanted out. He wanted out. He didn't want to be high priest anymore. Usually the most successful has their own group. Jim Carrey. Back in 2012, he was the high priest. The real Jim died back in 2012. I don't know if they still have the fake as high priest or not. Robert Shapiro, the lawyer for OJ, he was the second in charge high priestess. I don't know if that's always a female position or what. I don't know what you call it if it's a man. But he was always the second one. He never wanted to become the high priest. He was the high priest when Michael Jackson, or the high priestess when Michael Jackson was the high priest. He's been in that position a long time. And that's why he's one of the most successful attorneys in the world. He's paid his dues. But Jim Carrey, before he died, he turned his back. He renounced the Illuminati. He renounced it all. He wanted out. And that's why all of his replacements are rebels. And they start saying things, getting themselves in trouble, and turning on the Illuminati, and he acts like he's one of us. Those are the clones, and they're picking up the emotions and the thoughts of the Jim they were cloned off of. That's what happens with clones. That's why clones are so explosive to use, because you don't know what they're going to do. They're unpredictable. They think they can control them, and they can't always. Or they just malfunction. Have a malfunction and basically just do something stupid, and they claim they had a stroke or a heart attack. Anyway, show's over for today. But I just wanted to throw that out there about spirits and ghosts and stuff like that, because I don't know. Maybe somebody out there needed to hear it. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Friday. Till then, everybody, God bless.